Hey, folks. So I'm heading home from the Acanthus workshop after day one in Matt Bickford's molding plane class. And I got to say, an outstanding class. You know, it's to be expected. Every class I've attended at the Acanthus workshop has been outstanding. This is the first class I've been to where Chuck has not been the professor, and he's had a guest instructor in. Matt is, I mean, what can you say about Matt? Very likable guy, very knowledgeable about molding planes, obviously, because he makes them now. But what I find most intriguing is he's really quite new to this. He's a guy that discovered a need in his own furniture for molding planes, discovered that he didn't necessarily, I don't want to say didn't want to wait, but really the only maker of modern planes was Clark and Williams. And if you've ever inquired about one of their planes, you realize that the waiting list is quite long. Now, since they've become Old Street Tools, maybe that has changed. But Matt was trying to find a way that he could begin restoring old molding planes, and he started doing quite a bit of that. And then Lee Nielsen came out with tapered molding plane blanks, and they came out with floats to help in making planes. And then there was the video that Larry Williams put out by Lee Nielsen showing you how to make side escapement planes. So Matt bought all of those, started making some of his own planes. He made his own, his first own set, I believe it was a half set of molding planes. That's the odd number planes from 2 through 18. And, you know, had no intention of actually making molding planes. He took his molding planes to a local guild meeting and, you know, more of as an opportunity to kind of show off a project he'd made. Well, immediately people started inquiring about, could you make me a half set? Could you make me some planes? And probably amongst the most persistent in that was Chuck Bender, who had wanted his own set of planes. Well, Matt actually really wanted to learn how to carve acanthus leaves. He tried studying them, and he, as he said, he could never really get close enough to one in a museum without being arrested. So he and Chuck kind of struck up a deal, and before we knew it, Chuck had a set of molding planes. And as Matt moved and was looking for a job, I guess as a way to pay the bills, he called all the people back that said they'd be interested in having him make molding planes, and he said, "Do you still want me to do that?" Before he knew it, he was making molding planes. Then suddenly, press started to get around. People like Christopher Schwartz, Chuck Bender started talking this up, and before you know it, he's doing this full-time. So he's been making planes full-time for a year now. If you're not familiar with Matt Bickford, definitely check out msbickford.com. His site is, he makes beautiful stuff. His blog is outstanding. And I'll go so far as to say that basically everything that's on his blog is what was talked about in class today and probably tomorrow. So depending on what kind of a learner you are, if you want to just read his blog, you basically are getting the same information that I was getting by paying to take a class at the Acanthus Workshop. However, I find, maybe it's because I'm geometrically challenged, or maybe it's just my style of learning, but I read his blog, some of it made sense, but every time I went down to my bench and started trying to recreate it myself, I was having trouble. Being able to lay your hands, first of all, on a Bickford plane, we got to work with his rabbit planes, his hollows and rounds. Tomorrow we'll be focusing on snipe spills and side rabbit planes. It's a pleasure to use his planes, first of all, but having his instruction kind of hands-on right there, showing us how to lay out the moldings, how to cut the rabbets, how to use the rabbets as your depth stop and your guides for the planes, was just truly invaluable. And, you know, I can't say that there was really anything that I didn't already know, having followed his blog pretty closely, but being able to translate it from kind of my brain into my hands was extraordinarily valuable. And I walked away with, I made four different profiles today, and they're all common profiles that I constantly find myself using in my own furniture. So ultimately, it was a phenomenal experience today, and I can't wait to go back tomorrow. We're going to tackle a bunch more profiles. We're going to, as I said, tackle when we need snipe spill planes, when we need side rabbit planes, and I think really tomorrow is going to be mostly about actually cutting more and more moldings and having ourselves figure out and lay out moldings that Matt actually puts up on the board. So it should be a phenomenal learning experience. It already was today, and I'm looking forward to more of it tomorrow. So stay tuned for more from the Acanthus Workshop.